And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. And it's a bit of an international edition today, because we've got one of our regular contestants, Lindsay Davis, who's normally in Chester, but today, she's in sunny Portugal. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dave.
And how is Portugal this morning?
It's very, very hot.
Right. When you say very, what sort of temperature are we talking here?
We're talking 27 today, which for me is hot because I've not had a holiday for 3.5 years.
So. Right, okay, but you're enjoying it.
I'm struggling.
Brilliant, brilliant. And you're making me very envious because I will be going there, but not until September, so I've got a long time to wait.
Right. I might come back.
Okay, we better get on with this very quickly because it's probably costing the radio station quite a bit of money and I might have a lot of explaining to do to the boss a bit later on. Okay, so the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on.
Okay,
good luck as always,
yep.
And here they come. In which decade was Tom Jones born?
30s.
Who had a hit in 1985 with Move Closer?
Oh, Sade.
Whose first number one album was called Aladdin Sane?
David Bowie.
Complete the title of this Barry Maguire hit, Eve of...
Pass.
Who wrote the song Leaving on a Jet Plane?
Elton John.
Who had a hit in 1974 with The Streets of London?
Sex Pistols, don't know.
Whose first hit in 1972 was Meet Me on the Corner?
Oh, I know that. Oh, no! Pass.
I'm going to pass on that. Who had a hit in 1970 with Both Sides Now?
God, I can sing it. Ugh, I'm having a nightmare. Oh, no. This is my worst right
now. Well, I tell you what. If you can sing a bit of it, we'll give you a point for that. So go on.
Oh,
both sides
you.
Now. No, you're going to have to pass on that one as well.
I passed.
Right, okay. Now, unfortunately, they weren't your era, were they? Because there was lots of questions from the 60s and 70s there.
Yeah, and I think the third one, the one that passed, I didn't actually hear the question
properly.
Oh,
sorry. Right. Anyway, let's go through them. In which decade was Tom Jones born? He was born not in the 30s, but in the 1940s, apparently. The hit in 1985, thought you might have got this one, because that's more your era, Move Closer, was a singer called Phyllis Nelson.
Did I just get zero?
No, you didn't. You didn't. No, I haven't told you your score. I'll tell you your score in a minute. Barry Maguire's hit in 65 was Eve of Destruction. Leaving on a Jet Plane was written by John Denver, who ironically died on a plane, and who had a hit in 74 with Streets of London. The Sex Pistols, you said. I'd love to hear them do that. But it was actually Ralph McTell. Meet Me on the Corner, which is one you thought you did know, was a group from the northeast of England called Lindisfarne. And the hit in 1970 with Both Sides Now was Judy Collins.
Oh,
right.
Oh, Dave, they were difficult for me.
They were difficult for you, definitely.
Yeah.
You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions in your allotted time. You passed on 3. And you managed to get just one question unfortunately. The David Bowie one. Right, so thanks for taking part.
Never mind.
We won't talk for any longer because I'm conscious of the phone bill, but we'll have you back on the radio when you're back in Chester.
All right then, Dave.
Thanks for that, Lindsay. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Just didn't go her way, did they? Let's see how contestant number 2 gets on. 12:30.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
It's bang on 12:30. If you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Lindsay Davis live from a beach in Portugal where the temperature is 28 degrees and she's blaming the temperature on the fact that she got a low score. But really the questions didn't go her way. 1 out of 8 with 3 passes. Hoping to beat that score and be declared the champion this week, say good afternoon to Michelle Atkinson who's listening in Helsby. Hi Michelle.
Hi, Dave.
How are you this afternoon?
Not too bad, just chilling out for the weekend. It was my birthday on Friday, so we're having birthday weekend of it.
Happy birthday, yeah. And I'm guessing in Helsby it won't be 28 degrees this afternoon.
No. Amazon Alexa says 19 is going to be the highest, but that'll do me.
Absolutely. At least it's not raining. Brilliant.
Yeah, exactly.
So I say, it was back in February when you were last with us, and you've been doing lots of exciting things since then, apart from celebrating your birthday, I gather.
Yeah. I'm on a new TV production now. It's a TV film.
Right.
Which I started a few weeks back.
Fantastic.
So I'm on that for the next 10 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, but it's not a programme that we're going to see over in this country, I'm guessing.
I'm not sure. It's a German-English cohab film.
Ah.
So it's possible it may make its way over here eventually, but it's British actors and it's English speaking, so...
Sounds very exciting. Brilliant.
Yep.
Okay, well, I hope that continues to go well. And as I say, the score to beat today is 1 out of 8 with 3 passes. So just the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Whose first top 10 hit was Homeward Bound?
Big Country.
Whose first solo hit was One Day in Your Life?
Opus.
Which song has been a bestseller in America every single year since 1942?
A pass.
How many members of Boys to Men are there?
8.
Whose debut single was I Think We're Alone Now?
Tiffany.
Who recorded a song called A Horse With No Name?
Pass.
Who played the organ on the Beatles song Get Back?
Paul McCartney.
Who's had more albums in the American charts than anybody else? Go for the obvious answer.
The Eagles.
And who had a hit in the 60s with the Harper Valley PTA?
No idea.
Long before your time, right.
Well, long before my time. Gosh, they were hard again.
They were indeed, which is exactly what Lindsay said. And once again, as I said to Lindsay, they were really from the wrong era for you, I suspect.
Yeah.
You're more an 80s and 90s girl rather than a 60s and 70s. Right, let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. So one more question than Lindsay answered. And you passed on 2 questions. Now, that might be significant. We'll see in a moment. 2 passes. And you got... just 1 question right.
Tiffany.
However, as you passed on fewer questions, it means you're this week's winner.
Well,
so how about that?
By default.
Absolutely, right. And as you say, the one that you did get right was the Tiffany question. I think we're low now. Right, well, let's go through the rest of them. Not that they'll make much sense to you, but I know lots of other people play along, so hopefully they'll know what these answers are. The first top 10 hit in the 60s with Homeward Bound was Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, of course it was.
Right, yeah. You're probably familiar with the song now, aren't you?
Yeah.
And of course, it was written very close to you. You're in Hell's. It was written at Widnes train station.
Yeah.
So really, you should have known that one, shouldn't you?
Should have known that one.
Whose first solo hit was One Day in Your Life? That was Michael Jackson, surprisingly.
Oh, yeah.
One of those songs you don't hear very often on the radio. Which song's been a bestseller in America every year since 1942? It's White Christmas with Bing Crosby, of course. Obvious, isn't it?
Of course it is.
How many members of Boys to Men were there? There were actually, 4, not 8, which I think is what you said. The song that was A Horse With No Name was recorded by an American group called America.
I never got that, but I do know the song. So.
Yeah, it's a good song. Right, who played the organ on the Beatles' Get Back? You went for an obvious answer, Paul McCartney, because he did do keyboards on lots of their songs. But it was actually another singer and songwriter called Billy Preston.
I've heard of Billy Preston.
Right, yeah, sadly no longer with us, but he did some good solo songs as well. And I said go for the obvious answer with the next one. Who's had more albums in the American charts than anybody?
My mind went blank.
Right, the biggest American singing star of all time, who has left the building now?
Elvis
Presley, of course. And the last one would have been difficult even if you'd been around in the 60s. Who had a hit in the 60s with the Harper Valley PTA? That was a country and western singer called Jenny C. Riley. All academic because you are the winner by passing on one fewer question. So thanks for taking part. Hope the TV production continues to go well. And we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye now. Bye. Well, that was interesting, wasn't it? Two very low-scoring rounds. But well done to both of our contestants. The runner-up this week, Lindsay Davis, in Portugal today. And the winner, with exactly the same score, but one fewer pass, was Michelle Atkinson.